If you want to learn about some simple yet powerful transformative ways to break through and overcome emotional eating in the moment when you feel prompted to, this episode is for you. So in this episode, I go through 8 simple yet, again, powerful ways that you can break through and overcome emotional eating in the moment. I just share, they're so simple. You can pick one and apply it right away, but I just share on all 8 and I share my favorite, which is the last one. So you're going to want to stay tuned to the very end. But again, I want to encourage you to listen in, pick one, let me know which one you're going to try to apply. Let me know how this episode was for you. But of course, be sure to book one of my emotional eating breakthrough mini sessions that I'm offering this month. I have a couple spots open next week and the week after. They're all booked up for this week, but I want to support you in seeing these come to life, and we can talk about which strategy is the most important for you. Okay, enjoy the episode and I'll see you soon. Hey, you're listening to the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast, and I'm Brianna Wilkerson, your host. Over 7 years ago, I lost over 30 pounds after going on a dieting roller coaster for many, many years, and finally finding a way of eating, exercising, and living that supported my goals and also that led to sustainable weight loss. And ever since then, I have been longing, and I have been actually doing it and leading other women on the same journey, because my heart is to see every woman finally ditch diets, lose weight that lasts, and thrive in their whole health and life. And so the work I do as a coach, the work I do on this podcast, everything I do is to really serve women in that capacity. So on this podcast, you're going to find solo episodes, interviews, and all together, what are you going to find? You're going to find inspiration, encouragement, and a space where you can feel safe, supported, and empowered to go on your journey. So be sure to listen in, rate and review so other women can find this podcast, and also join my healthy and sustainable weight loss community to unpack these episodes and get more support. All right, ready? Let's dive on in. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. It is Brianna here, and today we are going to continue our conversation around emotional eating. So I got so much great feedback last week from the episode around 5 questions to ask yourself to figure out the root in regards to emotional eating. And of course, as I mentioned, I offered some emotional eating breakthrough sessions, which are all booked up for this week. So there are some spots open for next week and the week after. So if that is something that you, if you really want support in not just figuring out the root, but also a little bit what we're talking about today, maybe figuring out something to actually help you address that root of emotional eating and do something different, then definitely book one of those calls while my calendar is still open. So if you go to madewell345.com/strategy, you can book one of those free complimentary mini coaching sessions where we're going to address one area, one thing around emotional eating. Okay, so go ahead and book that and check that out, the link out in the show notes. But today we're going to talk about 8 simple strategies for overcoming and improving emotional eating in the moment. And what I mean by in the moment is next week we're going to talk about strategies around, like, say if you actually, you know, you actually went ahead and emotionally ate, what you can learn from that, how to actually make the most of that experience. But I think what I'm talking about today is when you are tempted or, you know, prompted to emotionally eat, some ways that you can kind of overcome it. So last week we talked about figuring out the root. Today we're talking about figuring out some strategies to actually, when you feel like, you know, you figured out the root, but you're like, you still want to do it. And then of course, next week we could talk about what we can learn from the experience that we do have when we do actually emotionally eat. So let's just dive into it. And I'm going to kind of just share my story as I go along and, you know, some things I've helped clients with in these areas as we talk about the 8. So the first one is find a confidant that you can call when you like feel that cue or that prompt or that trigger. And I think I talked a little bit about this last week, but the importance of accountability, whether that is someone like me, a coach that can support you along the way, whether that is a friend, whether that's a family member or someone in a group, whatever it is, find someone that you can trust and who can be there for you when, you know, call, text, whatever it is, when you are feeling that prompt. And that person can just kind of help guide you through really thinking through what's going on. You know, so even when you figure out the prompt, sometimes you don't actually know in that moment because you're in the heat of the moment, right? And so having someone to kind of reach out to hold you accountable is important. So that's number one, find a confidant or someone that you trust to hold you accountable when you're feeling that prompt or that cue. The second is grab a quick walk to remove yourself from the situation. Clear your thoughts and actually even get a bit of exercise as you're doing it. So sometimes in any situation, this isn't just go when you're prompted to emotionally eat, but any emotionally charged situation where it's very easy to make a decision out of your emotions that's not helpful for anything is to actually go ahead and remove yourself from the situation. And if you couple that with a walk, you're moving, so it helps clear your head a little bit. It helps get your blood flowing and actually releases endorphins, which makes your body and your mind feel good. So taking that break is what can really help you just get a clearer head to say, like, do I actually want to eat right now, or is there something else going on? Let me remove myself from the situation. And this is one that I often do myself, and not just taking a walk, but I try to, maybe it's go sitting in a different place. Maybe it's going sitting on my front porch instead of being in my house. Maybe it's just drinking a cup of tea and just removing myself from the situation, because it's very easy to go to food or something else for comfort and just ignore what's really going on. Okay, so number one, find a confidant or someone that you can talk to when you're feeling that prompt to eat. Number two, grab a quick walk, remove yourself from the situation and clear your head, right? The third is have some distractions handy. Maybe this is a picture, maybe it's a song, maybe it's a mantra, maybe it's your pet, maybe it's a book. I think it's good to distract yourself, but I also think it's good to come to the root and deal with it, right? But in the moment, maybe you just need to distract yourself. And then when you're reflecting on your day, you can go be like, okay, what was really going on, right? So whatever those distractions is for you, kind of have those on hand. And in the prime heat of my emotional eating days, I think some distractions were maybe journaling or Bible reading or talking to someone, whatever. Like my distraction was talking with someone or some worship songs or whatever it is. Like whatever it is for you, have some distractions handy. Okay, so one, have someone you can talk to. Two, remove yourself from the situation and grab a walk. Three, have some distractions handy. And four, create a list to refer to in these times. So this list may include all number one to three, but maybe it's a list of people. That's not what the list is. The list is a list that you can reflect on. So maybe it's a list of people and causes that are important to you, a list of things that you've accomplished that you're proud of. It's just a list of things that you can really incite some sort of gratitude and positive emotion in you. So for example, if you are on a weight loss journey or you're on some sort of health journey and you feel like, reflecting on those accomplishments you've made is going to help you fight that emotional eating in the moment, then have that on hand, have it on your phone or whatever it may be, right? Create a list of create a list of things that can help you be grateful in the moment and incite some positive emotions in you. That could be something important to you, a list of the things you've accomplished so far with your health, and just have that on hand. And if a list doesn't work, maybe pictures will help you and do that. Okay, so one, have someone to talk to. Two was grab a quick walk and remove yourself from the situation. Three, have some distractions on hand. Four, create a list of things that can incite positive emotions for you. And then five, enjoy a big glass of water. I don't know about you, but sometimes I know I am, but this is actually the case when it comes to cravings and emotional eating. I could do something on cravings later, but we're often dehydrated. We're actually thirsty. And so drink a good glass of refreshing water can do the trick for you. And I find that when I drink a glass of water before actually going to eat or even drink another beverage, I'm satisfied. So try to drink a big glass of water or have a water bottle with you on hand, okay? And then six, this is where a hunger reality check, this is where I kind of do the HALT method. You've probably heard about this. But when you're craving something or want to eat and you're not quite sure if you're actually hungry, you can ask yourself, am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? Am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? If you're hungry enough to eat, grilled fish and boiled broccoli, you're really hungry, so go eat. If you're just angry or you're lonely or you're tired or you're sad or you're some sort of emotion, or even happy, like again, remember we talked about, you could be like, there could be like a happy emotions that make you want to eat, right? And celebrate. Just, there's nothing wrong with either of those and eating in any of those cases, but it's when it's consistently happening and it's holding you back from feeling your best and moving forward in your goals, that's when it's an issue. So practice the HALT method, was number six. So one, someone to talk to. Two, remove yourself from a situation and grab a walk. Three, have distractions handy. Four, create a list of things that incite positive emotions in you. Five, drink a cup of water. Six, practice the HALT method. Hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. So you can have a hungry reality check. And if you're actually hungry, go ahead and eat, but try to eat something that's nutritious for you and it's going to make you feel good. Seven, wait 10 minutes to see if the craving passes. Just wait. I think often we want to just feel better right away. That's me. And that's in many of the situations, stuff even in business. I'm like, I just want to change this thing with my business because it's not going the way I want. And I just want to change this thing in my life because it's not going the way I want. But really, we need to just sit in that for a little bit and see if that feeling will pass. So wait 10 minutes to see if that craving will pass. Okay? And then lastly, I talked about this on Instagram stories yesterday. And if you're not following me on Instagram, you should. That's where I share a lot of like behind the scenes stuff, a lot of like teachings and just inspiration, get to know me and stuff about coaching and oils and who I am every day. So definitely follow me at Madewell345. But I said this, you know, because this weekend I finished the whole 30 basic version and really felt good to reset postpartum. I'm also doing a challenge with this program I'm following. And I just allowed myself a treat because I was done some things, right? But then my mind started to think like, man, if I keep treating like this, I won't continue to lose weight. Or if I keep treating like this, I'll go back to how I was and just always eat out of my emotions and all this. You know, I just went to this bad place, but I had to tell myself and speak a word of affirmation and truth. And that was, I had to say, I am no longer who I was. I don't do that anymore. I don't emotionally eat. I'm no longer who I was. That's not who I am anymore. And I'm not going to do this. So what I meant, it's not to say I'm not going to emotionally eat anymore. I'm human. I will make a mistake or whatever from that time to time. But it was just, I used to believe that was my story and that I would always struggle with that. And then when I started to speak that word of truth over myself early on, that's when I started to realize, man, my beliefs and my mindsets are whack. And I really need to start speaking truth. So I rewrite that belief that is not serving me and rewrite my story. And this is a deeper work. And this is something I really love to help clients with, because I think this particular strategy is the most powerful of all eight, because it addresses your belief. And if you ever heard me talk about mindset before, I love talking about Jen Sincero's kind of path for it. And she's a kind of a self-development help author. And it talks about if your actions really start with your belief, then your thought, then your words, and then your emotions, or emotions and words might be switched around. But then your actions and then your reality. And often we're trying to change our reactions, our reality, but our belief and our thoughts are messed up. So we really need to work on that. And that's deeper work, because you've believed things and thought things and said things and felt things for years, even decades. And maybe, you know, I struggle with emotion for a good, like maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years, but maybe you've been struggling with it a lot longer. So this work is the best work and the most powerful transformative work you can do. And sometimes it does take, getting support from someone else. And so that's why, yes, I have openings in my long-term coaching packages that I could be the person that walks alongside you in this, but I really want to invite you to getting support, in particularly in this strategy, through my emotional eating breakthrough sessions. So let me just recap the eight and then again invite you to kind of take some next steps, and then that's it for this episode. So one, find someone you can talk to when you're feeling prompted to emotionally eat. Two, grab a quick walk, remove yourself. Three, have some distractions handy. Four, create a list to refer to in these times that incite positive emotions in you. Five, enjoy a big glass of water. Six, have a hunger reality check by practicing the HALT method. Seven, wait 10 minutes to see if the craving passes. And then eight, rewrite your story and your mindset and your belief system by speaking words of truth. such as this isn't who I am anymore, and I have overcome this, and I will overcome this. Okay. So sweet friends, I really hope this was a great episode for you. And again, if you've listened to it and this, you know, really prompted you and really to encourage you in some way, let me know, whether it's leaving a review on iTunes, whether it's messaging me in my Facebook group, Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss Community, or on Instagram at MadeWell345, or on my Facebook at MadeWell345, whatever it is, let me know which of these 8 strategies you're going to try and work on, or in general, if this really encouraged you. I would love to hear back from you. But most of all, yes, book that strategy session. If you're just wanting to get a little bit of breakthrough in either figuring out the root of the issue or figuring out one actionable step you can do in the moment, just go to madewell345.com/strategy. I have a couple spots open on my calendar for next week and the week after. This week's all booked up, but I would love to support you if you haven't booked a call yet. And it's a complimentary 20-minute session, and we're really just going to get to it. And then, of course, if you want some support longer term, we can talk about what that means. And then lastly, so yes, let me know how this was for you, which tip you're going to apply, book a session. But then, you know, if you're just wanting to kind of get some community around this, be sure to join my free Facebook group, Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss Community on Facebook, but it's in the show notes. But the quickest way you're going to get transformation is actually talking with someone. I know this for a fact in my own walk and coaching walk. So book that strategy call while I have spots still open. Okay, I hope this was encouraging to you. Just know you're not alone. And many of these I have done in the past, and I still do, and to kind of really keep myself in alignment. But the most powerful one is the last one for me, where I tell myself I am not who I used to be, and this is different. I've changed my story because I no longer am an emotional leader. That's what I have to tell myself, and it's powerful when you start speaking that truth to yourself. Okay? So that's it for me. Hope this encouraged you. Definitely check out the show notes for everything I mentioned, and I can't wait to talk with you, hear from you, as well as stay tuned to the next episode. It's going to be more on emotional eating, but really it's going to talk about when you're in the moment and you actually do emotionally eat, what you can learn from that, and how you can actually continue to break free from emotional eating even after you've done it. Okay, talk to you later. See you soon. That's a wrap. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast. I hope you're leaving supported, empowered, encouraged, inspired to go off and really do the things that you know in your heart you need to do and think, right? Because it's not just about what you do, it's how you think and how you feel to really reach your goals and sustain that weight loss. Again, for more support, join us in the Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss Community on Facebook. This is a space where you can really be safe, supported, and empowered through your journey. Just go to madewell345.com/community and you'll be right there, or click the link below. Again, so grateful you're here. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you'll not miss an episode and so that other women can find this podcast. All right, see you on the next episode.